Hey, pal. I don't know how to start this one out, man. This is too fucked up, but... it's like the day that I found out you left this earth. Maria died several days ago. We found out yesterday. The level of how fucked up that is off the charts for me. I loved her very much. She was so young. And I'm sure she was probably, knowing Maria, finally at a point in her life where she was really comfortable with who she was and who she had become, and with all of the cosmos that surrounded her. And it's just shocking. I kept in good contact with her throughout the years. And if there was anybody from up east that I kept in touch with and felt connected to, not only because of our family, but because of the way we lived our lives and our philosophical perspectives on this reality and the politics, the progressive politics that we both shared and enjoyed. And it was her. She was the one. I haven't even shed a tear yet. I'm so in shock. But my internal anguish over this is unreal. I mean, I cried last week at the Cricket in Times Square book when the Cricket had to leave New York to go back to Connecticut because I'm so tired of the loss that we have to endure as age goes on. Between you and now Maria, it almost doesn't seem like you get a chance to take a gasp in as the wilting petals of the flowers start falling off, or the spindles of dandelion spore just fly in the air. I remember the coolest thing about Maria is, which just has to be a really cool legacy for someone to leave behind for someone else, is that she was the originator of introducing me to the best, finest, biggest city on earth, which was New York. I remember her taking me on that London double-decker bus and, like, almost hiding on it because she didn't want her friends to see her, but in a joking way. Like, Jesus, she's going to have these friends in New York, the biggest fucking city in the world. Someone's going to spot her on the top with her cousin. And she was so gregarious and good about that, and we fucking loved it that day. I remember just fucking remembering that day like no other. And there's days that you have on this planet that you'll remember with certain people, and that was it for me with her. She just completely, I remember that trip. I remember her taking me to Greenwich Village at night and introducing me to Bukowski and getting that Bukowski reader and the whole fucking thing. There's so many things that she introduced me to, so many concepts that pried my brain open and that made me think better and more open about this reality. Eloquence is what she had. I could keep going on down the line. Integrity, honesty, love, purity of so many things that lack in so many people. She was a fucking King Kong badass. It's sad to know that she's not here, and as close as we weren't in contact all the time. But I'll tell you what, she mimics so many people that I know in my life that I don't keep in touch with anymore, but I'm just damn fucking happy when I wake up in the morning that they're alive and they exist and their exudingness is out there in the world for everybody to feel. You know, someone like Dan Emick, that's the way I feel about Mr. Dan Emick. I feel like that about Maria. I feel like that about a lot of people. But Maria was one of those people that I just knew every waking minute the impact that she was going to have on someone else's life was huge, magnanimously huge. And it's sad that she's gone. And again, another Domino Mystra. We don't know how the fuck she died. I don't know how you died, exactly. I don't know how my mom's mom died. Her dad, what the fuck's up with him? I know my hair's thinning, and I'm sure I got my jeans, got my hair jeans from him. Didn't matter that you had a full head of hair your whole life. It's cut it for my kids. but not for me. So again, another early exit, as with you, and another mysterious fucking autopsy that's probably never going to happen, and another fucking fumbling lip maneuver by me when someone asks me what the fuck happened, which is the Domino fucking mystery. We're all full of fucking mysteries. I don't even know that Marie ever met her real parents, which is weird, but probably not. I'm sure she didn't want to meet him. She didn't have any kids, just Maria. And that's the way she would have wanted it. And again, I'm sure you would have never wanted to see this. I couldn't imagine having your siblings see them lose one of their kids. Imagine what that's like. And when mom explained how Colleen wailed into the phone, I want my baby back. It's unimaginable. I'm so glad I got to know her. And I know many times she wondered, what the fuck are we all doing down here on this blue rock? I remember after having Miles, I remember emailing her, telling her what was going on, and she was like, as many people that don't need to fucking have kids on this planet, I'm glad you're having it. Good job. Good luck. There's a couple other correspondences along those lines as well. I need to find the last one. Because every correspondence we have is very thoughtful, very fun, very insightful. And I think one of her last emails, she had referenced wanting to come to Kansas City, her and Colleen, get Colleen down here. As much as I thought that might happen, I knew it was also remote. I don't know that Maria ever made it out here. Maria, I think she always lived in their house in the bottom apartment. Some of the things I don't know about her, but there are a lot of things that are extremely important about a person's character that I do know about. And again, glad you didn't have to see this happen down here. I'm just trying to wrap my brain about it. But again, it was like, so she died on May Day. It was like you. You completely. I got the news from Anthony like I did last night on a sunny, fun Sunday. Full of sunshine, green, birds, fun, liquor. Just enjoying it. And then I get the phone call. It's the way the day you died felt. It's the way yesterday felt. Sewing together a rhyme down here, pal. That's all I got. Keep bumping to Maria and give her my best. Tell her that she gave me some of the best days I ever lived down here. She gave me hope.